Child of Love, a musical drama of the first Christmas. In the days of Herod the king, the land of Palestine lay full of discontent and dreams. The Roman Empire ruled the world, its armed legions enforced peace on earth. In Israel, for hundreds of years, a Messiah had been foretold. A savior who would lead his people to freedom. Most Jews expected a mighty king who would throw off the Roman yoke of bondage. But others waited for a different kind of kingdom. A nation built on God's love, to which the kingdoms of the whole earth would flock. One such man was Zacharias, who, as priest in the temple, had served God all of his life.
O Lord, the multitude of the people waiteth without, and as thy priest, it is the custom that I enter alone into thy presence to burn incense unto thee. Hear our prayers, O God, and let them be in thy nostrils as a sweet-smelling fragrance that riseth unto thee. How long, O Lord, how long before you redeem your people?
Zacharias?
Who?
Zacharias. Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
A son? But this is impossible. I'm an old man, and my wife has always been barren.
Zacharias, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to tell you these things, and to show you these glad tidings.
But have a child at my age? That's ridiculous. You don't understand. You see, not only is Elizabeth barren, but she is past the age where she can have a child.
Zacharias.
Yes, Lord.
Because you have not believed my words, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these words shall come to pass. Until the day that they shall come to pass.
Where is Zacharias? He should have finished his prayers long ago.
Yes.
I marvel that he has stayed in there so long.
Look! Look! Now he's coming out.
There's something happened to him. Look, he seems to be trying to say something, and yet he remains speechless.
Why can't he talk? He's trying to say something, but he can't talk.
His face. Look! Look at his face.
Something must have happened to him in the temple.
Perhaps he saw a vision or something.
That's it. He must have seen a vision.
Right.
Meanwhile, 65 miles away in the town of Nazareth, a poor young carpenter named Joseph was announcing his engagement to be married to a beautiful young 16-year-old girl.
Oh, Mary, you're looking so beautiful today. I've been waiting so long for this day of our engagement.
Oh, Joseph, I love you so much. God couldn't have chosen for me a better husband. Indeed, he gives the very best to those who leave the choices up to him.
Well, as you know, I am pretty poor at the moment, Mary, because I'm just beginning, but I'm going to work hard to build up my carpentry business.
Oh, Joseph, I know you're a good hard worker, so talented. With God's help, we will have everything we need.
Congratulations, my dears. This is so exciting. Mary will make a wonderful and faithful wife, Joseph.
Yes, you're a blessed man. She's a beautiful girl. You'll be spending the next month building a house, I imagine. Let me know if you need any help. I've got lots of extra wood, you know.
Oh, thank you so much. You're all so kind.
Oh, the whole village is rejoicing with you.
May I say, on behalf of the village of Nazareth, how happy we are that Mary and Joseph, both so much loved by us all, should have invited us here today to announce their engagement to be married. May the Lord bless you all.
That night, as the town of Nazareth was sleeping, a brilliant light shone in Mary's room.
What's happening? It is night, and yet a light shines in my room that is brighter than the sun. And yet, it doesn't hurt my eyes. It's so beautiful and so loving. Oh, God, what's happening to me?
Mary.
Oh, it speaks. It is an angel of the Lord.
Fear not, Mary. For thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. He shall reign forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Oh, this is wonderful. That such a beautiful thing is actually happening to me. How is it going to happen? You know, I've never been with a man, so how can I have a baby?
The Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Oh, who am I to be so blessed and so highly favored?
Even thy cousin Elizabeth, who was called barren, has conceived a son in her old age.
Elizabeth? Pregnant? Why, that's marvelous. That's a miracle.
For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Take me, and do unto me according unto thy word. Oh, how can this be? I've never been with a man. How can I conceive a son so mighty as he?
According to thy word.
The next day, Mary quickly arose and left Nazareth and journeyed into the hill country to a city of Judea, to the house of Zacharias, to tell the news to her cousin Elizabeth, who was now herself 6 months pregnant.
Mary! Mary! Can it really be you? Let me embrace you!
Oh, Elizabeth, I've heard the wonderful news!
Oh!
Elizabeth!
Oh!
Are you all right?
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, Mary! Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. For as soon as my ears heard your voice, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed are you for believing those things which God has told you. For they shall come to pass.
Oh, Elizabeth, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done unto me great things.
And Mary stayed with Elizabeth and Zacharias for 3 months, until Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a son.
Congratulations, Elizabeth, on the birth of your little boy.
Yes, it's hard to believe that it's already 8 days since he was born. My husband Zacharias and I are so happy that so many of our neighbors and relatives could be present at his circumcision.
It is truly a miracle that the Lord would bless you with a child at your age, Elizabeth.
It must be that he's a very special child.
He's going to be a man of God like his father.
Yes, Zacharias will be a good name for the land.
Oh, but his name is not going to be Zacharias.
Not Zacharias, but that is our tradition, that to name the son after the father.
And so... so let the child be brought forward, that he may be circumcised after the custom of our fathers and called by his name Zacharias.
But it is not so that he shall be called Zacharias. He shall be called John.
But Elizabeth, there is none of your kindred or relative that are called by this name.
Look, look, Zacharias seems to want to write something.
Yes, I think he's asking for a writing table.
Of course, he can't speak. Bring him something to write on. Look, he's writing something down.
Let the tablet be brought to me. And so it's been written by the child's father, Zacharias, that his name is John.
Praise God, I can speak.
My tongue is loosed and my mouth is opened. And thus it has been fulfilled, the words that the angels spake unto me. And thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John.
It's a miracle. We've seen a miracle.
What manner of child shall this be?
Yes, indeed. He's going to be a special child.
And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. Thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
And all those that lived in the hill country of Judea were afraid when they heard these things. And the child grew and lived in the deserts, and became as was prophesied of him by Isaiah many hundreds of years before. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. After the birth of John the Baptist, Mary, now 3 months pregnant, returns from her cousin Elizabeth's house to her hometown of Nazareth.
I'm sorry, Joseph, but you'll just have to understand.
I am sorry, Mary. I'm afraid I'm going to have to break our engagement, and I'm going to have to hide you away secretly somewhere, otherwise under the law you could be... Oh, I can't even bear to think of it.
Joseph, it hasn't been easy for me to come back and tell you. I knew what you would think. But I also hoped that you would understand what great things God is doing in our lives.
Oh, well, what would any man think? My future wife goes away to visit a cousin for 3 months and comes back pregnant. And may I know why you didn't tell me at the time when it happened?
I'm sorry, Joseph. I should have told you. Maybe it was because I just didn't have the courage then. But it seemed as though I just had to go and talk to Elizabeth. I knew she would understand.
And to top it all, you come back and tell her that an angel has visited you. Everybody's going to think that you've gone completely crazy.
Now, Joseph, listen. This is God's doing. It was the archangel, Gabriel.
Oh, Mary, I love you so much. But I need time to think and to sleep on these things. Oh, I need time to think.
That night, as Joseph lay restless upon his bed...
Why me? Why us? How can I take her to wife now that this has happened? How can I tell my family, the neighbors? Lord, it's too much to believe. It's too much to believe.
Joseph. 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 Thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
I was dreaming, but it was so real. It was real. Oh, God, it is real. Oh, Lord, please forgive me for my unbelief. Mary, I must tell her right away. Oh, Lord, Mary, 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 Mary.
I must tell Mary that I love her. I must tell her right away. Now I know while I was dreaming, an angel came to me and said, fear not to take Mary unto thee, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. My sweet Mary, in a dream an angel had said to me that I should care for thee. My sweet Mary.
Joseph, what are you doing here at this time of night?
Mary, I now know that what you told me is true.
Shh, Joseph, you'll wake up the whole neighborhood.
Mary, you were right. The angel of the Lord came unto me in a dream and said, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is born in her is of the Holy Ghost."
Oh, Joseph, is this true? Oh, Joseph, an angel in the night? You too?
Yes, Mary, and he even told me the child's name.
He told me too. Oh, tell me, you tell me.
He said, "And thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus."
My sweet Mary, in a dream an angel had said to me that I should care for thee. My sweet Mary, in a dream an angel had said to me, "Thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call him Jesus, for he shall free his people from their sins." My sweet Mary, my sweet Mary,
and so Joseph took Mary for his wife, but slept apart from her until after the baby was born. But one day, as it came close to the time that the child should be delivered.
Mary!
Coming!
Mary!
Joseph, what is it?
There are Romans in the town square.
Romans?
Yes, there's going to be some type of proclamation. Come quick!
Oh.
Come!
Hear the decree of the great Caesar Augustus.
Joseph, what's the decree?
It's a law. It's something that we're all going to have to do.
Hear the decree of the great Caesar Augustus, Emperor of Rome. The great Caesar Augustus has sent out a decree that all the world should be taxed. Let everyone in the whole world return to the town or city where they were born and there pay their taxes.
But how could this be? I have four children and live 300 miles away. What about the old people and the aged and the sick?
It's impossible.
Hear the decree of the great Caesar Augustus.
Ah, that's a cruel law, Mary. The whole world will be in confusion. Almost everybody's moved a long ways from where they were born.
Must we also go, Joseph?
Yes, to our hometown of Bethlehem. It's going to be a long, long trip. Maybe we should wait until after the baby's born.
No, Joseph. I feel that we should go now and be there when the baby arrives. Oh, we have relatives there. We can stay with them.
But it's so rough for you to ride on a donkey with that jolt, jolt, jolt. It could bring the baby before its time.
Joseph, don't worry. God will take care of us and deliver his child in his time.
But Mary, it is most certain that he shall be born in Bethlehem.
But how do you know, Joseph?
Because is it not written in our prophets that Bethlehem is where our Messiah should be born?
Bethlehem, oh Bethlehem,
Joseph? Joseph, are we nearly there?
Just another mile or two. We'll be there just after dark.
Joseph, the pains have begun. I think the baby is going to be born tonight.
Mary, are you sure you can make it to Bethlehem? Is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, most surely the time has come. Oh, God, please deliver your son safely and go before us to prepare the place where he is to be born.
Bethlehem, oh, Bethlehem, out of thee shall come forth he that is to be the king of all Israel. Bethlehem, oh, Bethlehem.
I'm sorry, Joseph. I would love to help, but just don't have any space. Why don't you try one of the other relatives?
We've tried, but all our relatives' houses are filled up with relatives, also coming back to pay their taxes. Please help us. You see, my wife, she's...
No! I'm very sorry.
This is desperate, Mary. We've got to find somewhere quick. It's just not safe for you out here. The town is full of people roaming the streets, and the taverns are full with drunks. People are not happy about paying their taxes. Oh, God, this is your son. Please provide a place.
The Lord has a place. We must keep looking.
Sorry, I don't rent out rooms.
Impossible. Try again tomorrow.
Yes, I realize your situation, but I just can't help. Otherwise, I'd love to help. Why don't you try at the inn? This is our last hope, Mary. But even if they did have a room at the inn, I don't know if we can afford it.
Joseph, I think the baby's almost coming. Oh, God, please, please, help me.
I'm sorry, there's no room at the inn. You'll have to try somewhere else.
No, wait! My wife is great with child and is about to have a baby. The baby's about to be born. I've got to have somewhere to put her. You must have somewhere.
Oh, of course I don't. Everybody is paying their taxes. They've come from all over the world. And everything's full and I'm running over. No.
Oh.
Mary, lean on my shoulder.
Oh.
Oh, are you all right, dear? Look in pain. Oh, well, goodness, look. I can't let you have the baby on the street. Come with me round the back and I'll see what I can do.
Well, here you are. It's not a palace, but you'll be warm in here at least. And don't mind the animals. They won't do you no harm.
Thank you. God bless you. You're very kind-hearted. Will this be all right, Mary?
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We might need a little bed to lie the baby in.
Well, the animals have had their feed, so I'm sure they won't mind if you use their trough. That manger over there. The straw is fresh, so put some of that inside, and that'll make a nice bed. And, I'll send the wife down with some clean blankets to wrap the child in.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, wish I could help you more. Good night.
Mary, are you sure this will be all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, Joseph. This is the place that God has prepared for us. Oh, truly, his ways are not our ways. Imagine. Our Savior and Messiah born on the floor of a barn.
My husband's told me you're about to give birth, my dear. Here's some clean blankets. Oh, and you'll be needing plenty of clean water. Oh, I'll be right back.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Shh, quiet. Mary, are the animals too close? Mary, keep going. It won't be much longer now. Here, hold on to my hand.
Oh, God, please help me. Strengthen me.
Mary, keep going. It's coming now. Push hard.
Oh, praise God!
Is it?
Of course it is, Mary. It's a boy. It is... It's Jesus.
There is born a child. There is born a son. Here lies the Savior of the Lord's children. There is born a child.
And so came that earth-shaking moment when the darkness was broken and light was born into the world. In a dusty manger shared with sheep and oxen, God brought forth a son.
Quite sure you're comfortable. If the animals are bothering you, I can move them a little further away in the last stall.
No, no, no. Oh, Joseph, I'm just fine. I'm just so happy. Look, he's so beautiful. He's just so, so beautiful. Joseph, can you imagine that this is the son of... Who's that? Who could that be? This time of night.
With so many people roaming the streets late at night, it may be soldiers.
Will they ask us to leave?
God's angels watch over us, Mary. Don't worry. I'll see who's there. Yes? Hello? Who's there?
We are shepherds.
We... A child. The child. Has a child been born here tonight?
Yes, but how did you know? Did the innkeeper send you?
No, it was the angels.
Look... Please come in and make yourself comfortable.
Who is it, Joseph?
Some shepherds, Mary. They've had a vision of angels. Please sit and tell us what happened.
And there he lies, just as the angel said that we would find him, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Who did the angel say you'd find?
Our Savior, the Messiah, Christ the Lord.
We were on a hillside, overlooking the town, and we were watching our flocks by night. It was cold, and we were sleeping on the ground, under the trees. It surely is cold, dark tonight.
It's been a long day. The sheep are almost all sleeping now. I think I'll try and get some sleep.
Go ahead. I'll keep an eye on them. That's the way sheep are. They always need someone to take care of them. Wait a minute. Are my eyes tired? Or is that a light? Or something in the sky? What is it? Hey, wake up! Wake up!
What?
There's something happening. Look!
What? What? What is it?
There's something strange happening.
What's that light? What's that light? It's shining all around.
I'm frightened. I've never seen anything like it.
Look! Look inside the light. It looks like a man.
It's the angel of the Lord. Oh, God! Oh, God, have mercy on us!
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
The whole
whole sky is filled with angels and the heavenly hosts.
Look, there's thousands of them.
After the angels had left us, they went straight up into heaven. We said one to another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known unto us."
Yes, but how did you find us?
Well, we didn't know how to find you. We thought surely the chief priest or rabbi would know about it. But the Lord himself must have guided us here, because as we passed by, we heard the sound of a little baby crying,
And so we've come to worship him.
Oh, we're so happy. Oh yes. Joseph, we're so happy to hear that the angels also appeared to you, that God has chosen you to share our joy with us.
After the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary stayed in Bethlehem for 2 years. Joseph was a good hard worker and did carpentry work, and the innkeeper gave him a job so that they could stay in the stable for a while until they could find a house. When Jesus was 2 years old, in the days of Herod the king, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?"
King of the Jews? Where is he that is born king of the Jews? What other king besides me has been born in this country? I, Herod, am the king.
Of course, your magnificence. Of that there is no doubt. But they say that they have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Who has come to worship who?
The three kings from the east, your greatness.
Three kings? How many kings are there besides me in Jerusalem?
Well, actually, they are wise men from the country of Mesopotamia, my lord, and they wish to have an audience with you.
Oh, very well, then. Show them in. No. Wait. You are supposed to be my wise men. Tell me what you know of this king of the Jews.
Yes, well, why don't you ask the chief priest and the scribes and the Pharisees?
Well?
It is true, your majesty, that we, the Jewish people, have long awaited the coming of the promised Messiah, a king whom some believe will lead the people to freedom and throw off the Roman yoke of bondage.
And from where do we hear these fables?
It is written in our prophets.
Prophets? And do the prophecies of these so-called prophets come true?
Oh, yes, my lord. Most infallibly indeed. They all come true.
Then tell me, how many prophecies are there about this king?
Oh, there are hundreds, your excellence, down to the smallest detail of his birth, life, and even manner of death.
And of course, these prophets will know where and when this king is to be born, eh? Can your prophets tell me that?
Oh, indeed, sire. In Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? You mean that little stinking village 5 miles south of here? How can a king come out of Bethlehem?
Thus it was written by Micah the prophet, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, is not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come forth a governor that shall rule my people, Israel."
A ruler in Israel. I'll have no other rulers here. I'm taking this matter seriously. Bring in the wise men.
You are welcome in Israel. All Jerusalem is talking about your arrival and talking of your travels here. You have traveled far?
From the region of Mesopotamia.
We are astrologers, and I have read it in the stars that a great king has been born in Israel.
And we have followed his star from the east and have come to worship him.
Followed his star? You mean the star moves?
Yes, O King. This star is more than any ordinary star in astrology, for it has led us from our country and been our guide to go before us to lead us to where the young child is.
Then may I ask why it is that you didn't follow the star to its destination?
We thought that if there was a king born in Israel, the king Herod and his wise men would certainly know where.
Of course that King Herod knows. Of course he knows.
Yes, of course I know. Everybody knows. It's written in the prophecy that in Bethlehem.
In fact, it was in that very direction that the star was guiding.
Oh, then please do keep following your star. Go to Bethlehem and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.
And when the wise men had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And the star came and stood over where the young child was.
Joseph and Mary! Joseph and Mary! Joseph and Mary! Joseph and Mary!
What is it? What's the excitement all about?
There are three men! They say they are kings from the east! They have a whole caravan of followers and servants and everything!
Ooh, this is exciting! Mary, bring Jesus quickly! We'll watch them as they pass by!
No, you don't understand! They have come to see you! I mean, your boy, Jesus!
What's happening out there?
I don't rightly know, Mary, but I think something very important is happening.
Where is he that is born King of the Jews?
We have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him.
The star which went before us has come to rest over this house.
Mary, look! Look at the star!
It's so bright!
Please come inside. I'm sorry, our house is very simple.
Where is the child we have brought in gift?
And we would present to him?
Jesus, these men are kings. They are very important people. They've come from a long, long way, far, far away. They've come especially to see you. Can you say hello?
Hello, I love you.
What is your name, child?
Jesus.
I have brought a gift for you, Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
It is a gift of frankincense, a lovely perfume that is given to kings. It is to signify that is the Son of God.
Mine is the gift of myrrh. It is a sad perfume that breathes the cold tomb. It is a perfume that embalms the body of death. It is to signify that the child is not only a king, but that he will die for all men.
Out of my treasure I present to you this gold, to crown you king forever over us all to reign.
Following a star, we have come from afar. In the east we have seen his sign. Heavens revealed that in Israel a great king has been born. Following a star we have come from afar. In the east we have seen his sign. Heavens revealed that in Israel a great king has been born. Following a star we have come.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There is yet one more king that will come and worship the child, King Herod.
No, it must not be so, for last night I was warned of God in a dream that we should not return to Herod.
But our word was given.
He seek not to worship Jesus, but to kill him. He is afraid that if the child become a great king, then Herod will lose his kingdom. We will depart into our own country by another way.
Herod afraid of a 2-year-old child?
How can this be?
Following a star we have come from afar. In the east we have seen his sign. Heaven's revealed that in Israel a great king has been born.
I have been tricked! I tell you, they're not coming back! I've waited and waited and waited! I will not be made a fool!
But if the kings have left our country, what is there that can be done?
Kill them!
Kill who?
The children! Every child under 2 years of age!
Kill the children?
Yes, in Bethlehem and all the region round about! I will have no other king in Israel! Yes, kill them, I say! Kill them all!
And so the devil put it in the heart of Herod to try to kill the child Jesus before his life could begin. But after the wise men had departed, the angel of the Lord had appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, Joseph, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod seeks the young child to destroy him.
Mary, this is going to be a long trip. It's 200 miles from Israel to the land of Egypt, and we must travel by night. It's safer, and we'll avoid the burning heat of the desert by day.
But how will we live in Egypt, Joseph? There, we will be foreigners, not able to speak the language. You might not be able to get a job as a carpenter.
I won't have to, Mary. God has already thought to provide our every need. Why, we have enough gold from the wise men's gifts to live in the land of Egypt for a long while, until such a time that it's safe for us to return.
And so it was fulfilled that which was spoken of Jesus by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. It was 2 years later that King Herod died. Knowing that no one was going to be sorry at his passing away, he gave orders that on the day of his death, 2,000 of his officers and leaders should also be killed, so that there would be the sound of weeping and mourning in his country. But no one was killed, and instead there was proclaimed a day of great rejoicing.
King Herod is dead!
And when King Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in the land of Egypt. Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go back to the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the child's life. And they came and lived in the town of Nazareth, fulfilling the prophecy, He shall be called a Nazarene.
Coming off the road to the village. Joseph and Mary.
Joseph and Mary?
After so long? No, yeah. Are you sure?
Yes, come, let's go and meet them.
Joseph, Mary, is it really you?
Can this be true? The last we heard, you were living in Bethlehem. But then, from what we heard, you just disappeared.
Oh, so much has happened. We've traveled a long way. And the last 2 years, we've been living in Egypt.
Egypt? But how? Oh, well, never mind. You must tell us everything later.
Oh, you must be tired, my dears, after such a journey.
It's been a long trip, but it's good to be home again. Is my house still there?
Oh, it's been waiting for you for 4 years, and your carpentry business, too.
Oh, it's so wonderful to see all of you again.
Oh, Mary, you went away just a young pregnant wife with a young husband. No one knows what happened to you. All of a sudden, you show up out of nowhere with a beautiful little boy. How old is he?
Oh, he's 4 years old now.
Oh, my. God has truly blessed you both with a beautiful child. What is your name, sweetheart?
Hello, my name is Jesus and I love you. Hello, my name is Jesus and I love you. Love you.
Thank you.
When Jesus grew up and began his life's work, he went about everywhere doing good, helping those in need, healing the sick, comforting the heartbroken, offering freedom and salvation to all who would receive him. His religion was so simple that he said you must become as a little child to receive it. He never preached any complicated ceremonies or difficult rules. All he did was preach and show love. Finally, his jealous and influential religious enemies falsely accused and had him arrested, beaten, and crucified on a cruel cross. But death itself could not stop him. 3 days after his lifeless body was laid to rest, he arose from the dead, conquering death and hell forever. And he now lives today in the hearts of all those who receive him and his free gift of eternal life. The drama you have just listened to is indeed a beautiful story. But it is much more than just a beautiful story. It is the truth of God as given to us in the Bible, the Word of God. The story of the birth of this child of love, Jesus, is the story of how God chose to reveal himself to you and me. God is the almighty creator of the universe, and he is so great, so big, that he is far beyond our limited human understanding. Therefore, to show us his love and to help us to understand himself, he sent his own son to earth in the form of a man. That man was Jesus Christ. Jesus is not merely a philosopher or a teacher, a rabbi or a guru, or even a prophet. He is the Son of the living God. Although many great teachers have spoken about love and about God, he is love and he is God, the only one who died for your sins and rose from the dead and lives today. Would you like to know for sure that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God, the way to salvation and eternal life? You can, by simply humbling yourself and sincerely asking him to come into your heart, to forgive you for all of your sins, and to fill your life with his love, peace, and joy. You can personally receive Jesus right now by praying this little prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again. I now open the door to my heart and ask you to please come into my life and help me to be the kind of person you want me to be. Help me to read your word, love you, and love others. In Jesus' name, I ask. Amen.
To my heart. into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Into my heart, come into my heart.